Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello. This is Kiki Strickland, your matchmaker and dating coach, helping you find the love you've always dreamed of. We have a serious show for you today. We are doing dating dilemmas, depression, and other illnesses in dating. I was originally going to talk about bad boys. A lot of you deal with bad boys. A lot of you like the bad boy. But actually, with the discussions that I've been seeing online about the show Empire and how one of the main characters, one of the brothers, the Lion brothers, has bipolar. And there was another article about Ryan Felipe, who said that he has always dealt with depression. He's an actor who has been on a lot of different movies and is now starring in Secrets and Lies on ABC. I believe it's ABC or CBS. And other discussions about illnesses. And even my own pastor, Pastor Keith Battle of Zion Church, recently did a series on living with depression and knowing what's in your family and what your family deals with and dealing with those issues. I've decided today to do the show on depression and other illnesses. I know that in my own family, there have been members who have dealt with depression. So this is close to my heart. Black men deal with secret depression, in my opinion. I read a study once about how nobody talks to black men about illnesses and depression and things like that, and how if a man did have it, he would not tell you. He deals with it secretly. He hides it with drugs and alcohol and other things. And I think sometimes when you are dealing with a man who cannot keep a job, sometimes it is because he deals with depression and he cannot get up and go to that job and he quits it after a short period of time. And it's not because he can't do the job. It's because mentally there's something there that hinders him from being able to interact with people and to be around people on a consistent basis and to even get up and go participate in the job. And that's why he does not continue to go. And you're thinking that it's laziness, or you're thinking that he's just a bum and doesn't have a good work ethic. But it may actually be a form of depression. And unfortunately, we haven't always been diagnosed with it. I remember when I was in college, there was a friend of ours, and we didn't know what was wrong with her. She would rigorously scratch her scalp, and she was just very high-strung. Seemed like she was a little off kilter sometimes, and she would talk excessively. And we did not know exactly what was wrong with her. But we were trying to accept her. We continued our friendship with her until I do remember a couple of years after college, I actually did cut her off. I just realized that I was always drained after dealing with her, and that sometimes we would get into arguments over something very small. And I just felt like I did not want this in my life anymore. And I remember telling her, we can't be friends. And it was years later that I ran into her, and she told me that she was borderline personality, that she had finally received her diagnosis, and it was called borderline personality, and that now she was on medication, and she was doing 100 times better. She was married and with children, and her life was totally different, and I was very happy for her. And it all started to make sense on what was going on back in college. So some people have not even been diagnosed. They don't know what's wrong with them. They know that they're different from other people, but they may not exactly even know themselves what they're dealing with because they have never gone to the doctor to figure it out. So I mentioned on Empire, one of my favorite shows now, the oldest son is bipolar, and it has now come out to the family where they can understand the diagnosis and start to deal with it. It actually was diagnosed in college, and his now wife was with him in college at the time and saw the first outbreak of it and dealt with it with him and ended up marrying him and is with him today in the show. Now, the father, Lucius Lyon, has also been diagnosed with ALS. which is not a mental disorder. It is actually a biological, physical disease. And they will have to deal with that in the show as well. And that's a totally different topic. Today we're talking about mental disorders. I know that on certain shows, writers of certain episodes of TV shows have received awards. The Voice Awards program, which recognizes people and media productions that have helped raise awareness about mental health. And shows like Castle, Homeland, and Elementary are some of the shows that have received awards for dealing with these issues. Now, I have not seen Homeland, but I heard that one of the main characters, Carrie, the female lead, suffers from bipolar disorder, and there was even an episode where she had a major manic attack after an explosion. So you can check that out at Homeland. You can probably see it on YouTube. And there are many, many celebrities that have come out with different illnesses, be it depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, borderline personality. And you can Google mental disorders and celebrities and you'll find quite a few. I remember Bobby Brown had come forward saying out of his own mouth that he was bipolar. And on Wikipedia, it says, as a child, Bobby Brown was diagnosed with ADD and later diagnosed with bipolar disorder. That didn't come out until his early 30s. And that he tried to mask it with drugs and alcohol, marijuana and alcohol. I mentioned Ryan Felipe from Secrets and Lies. He started out on One Life to Live. You might remember him from Cruel Intentions, which he did with his wife, Reese Witherspoon. They are now divorced, but they were married with two children. He said, while he was talking about the new show, Secrets and Lies, which is about a man who's accused of murdering a little boy, he said, you know, depression has been a huge obstacle for me ever since I was a child. As you get older, I think it decreases some, but I'm just innately kind of a sad person. I'm empathetic. I take on the feelings of others and transpose myself into the position of others. It can ruin your life, he added, admitting that he would unfeel those feelings if he could. Ashley Judd, in her 2011 memoir, All That Is Bitter and Sweet, she revealed that she had considered suicide when she was a sixth grader. What is that, 12 years old? And in 2006, she was in a rehab clinic for depression for 42 days. And she said that saved her life, being in that clinic for depression. Owen Wilson, you may have heard some of his struggles. I think he was on a suicide watch at one point. Owen Wilson has been in a lot of comedies, movies that are comedies, and he's very funny. He's been paired with Vince Vaughn a couple different movies they did together. But he did attempt suicide, and he has battled with depression and a drug addiction. See, sometimes the depression is masked by the drug addiction. You don't realize that they have an illness because they're doing drugs. So you just think that it's a drug addiction, but really they do the drugs because they're dealing with that illness. He is doing well now. He supposedly has bounced back from his suicide attempt and is doing really well, spending time with his family and close friends. Demi Lovato, Disney actress and singer. She made headlines in 2010 by checking into a treatment facility for emotional and physical issues. It does say that she has suffered from some eating disorders and bipolar disorder. Catherine Zeta-Jones revealed that she has bipolar 2 disorder. Bipolar 2, I'm not sure how that's different than regular bipolar, but which that also causes severe depression. Now, this says people with bipolar 2 often don't have the extreme up high of mania. So mainly, I guess, they have the depression side of bipolar. Manic depression is the other term for bipolar, so I guess they mainly have the depression side, not the mania side. Interesting. When Catherine Zeta-Jones came out with that, Jane Pauley praised her decision to go public, saying that she has made the world a safer place for people who have the diagnosis. Now, Jane Pauley was diagnosed also with bipolar disorder and wrote about her experience in her own memoirs. And there's been a lot of NFL players and athletes who tried to commit suicide or committed suicide. And that may be because of the different concussions and brain damage that they've suffered. There's been some studies that have been done about football and brain injuries and it leading to depression and or suicide. There are also Olympic winners, you may remember some, who have been cutters, cut themselves intentionally, who have been depressed or who had an eating disorder. They even talked in one article about Princess Diana, Princess Di. It said, before Kate Middleton married England's Prince William in 2011, she received counseling to prepare herself for the life of royalty, life with the royal family, according to the Daily Mail. The counseling was likely meant to be preventive. William's mother, Diana, after all, had experienced loneliness and depression in her role as a prince's wife. Princess Diana suffered from postpartum depression as well as an eating disorder, the article says. According to the BBC, her unhappiness worsened as her marriage fell apart and she received little emotional support from her new family. So I guess it's saying that she felt all alone in her new role and with her new family, and depression set in and it manifested in an eating disorder. And then, of course, we know about those actors and celebrities who have committed suicide, and most likely those were because of depression that they no longer wanted to deal with. And that would include people like Heath Ledger, Robin Williams, possibly Dorothy Dandridge. I think that she might have had an injury that actually caused her death, and Marilyn Monroe, among others. So what if you, because my show is always about dating, as a matchmaker and dating coach, I'm always dealing with other people's dating issues and dilemmas, what you are going through. What if you deal with a depression or an illness like bipolar or borderline personality? How are you supposed to navigate dating with this condition? Or what if you are dating someone and you suspect that he has something, some kind of illness? How do you deal with this? Do you continue dating him? Do you get him to seek treatment? This is what we're going to talk about today. As a matchmaker and dating coach, working with ladies in my Married in 2 Years or Less program and in my Meeting Mr. Right groups, I hear all of your stories. Some of you that are not even working with me write in to tell me what's going on in your life. And I do remember even a friend of mine, and I started to share this during the Mama's Boys show that I did, but actually it's more appropriate here. I did have a friend who was dating a man whose mother lived with him, and the reason why she lived with him was because she had a mental illness, and she was not able to function on her own without her medication. And the friend that was dating him, one of my close friends, actually we were best friends at the time, she knew that he wanted to marry her. He was actually getting ready to propose to her. They had talked about marriage, and she felt like she could not marry him if his mother was going to live in the home with her illness and not take her medication. So she actually told him, no, I would not be able to marry you as long as your mother is living here and unwilling to get help to seek her treatment. So, and this is how you know he was not a mama's boy, he actually made his mother move out. He told her that unless she was going to take her medication and do the things that the doctor had prescribed, including therapy, she could no longer live there. So he put his foot down, and his mother actually was homeless for a time because she refused to take her medication, and she simply left And I believe they didn't even know where she was for a little while. And it eventually worked out where she did finally go back for treatment after not being able to live in a good state without his help. So he was not a mama's boy. He actually was trying to help his mother, but he put his foot down and required her to get the treatment that she needed. So let's talk about some tips for dating with depression and other illnesses. And this is from health.com by Tammy Wirth, W-O-R-T-H. She said that dating can be a challenge when you suffer from depression. But that being said, meeting a new person can also be a source of joy. These 10 simple steps can make dating a bit easier. And I'm not going to go over all 10, but I will tell you a little bit about what the article has said. It said that 18 million Americans suffer from depression, and there are about 20 million people on dating websites. So according to this article, the chances are that some of those 18 million people, 18 million Americans, that is, just in this country, 18 million Americans suffer from depression. And since there are 20 million people on dating websites worldwide, this article says chances are there are people who will be in both of those groups. So how can you deal with this, and what do you need to do? The first thing that Tammy Wirth says is that professional help. You need to get professional help. Make sure that you are getting it if you need it. Of course, there are milder forms of each kind of illness. You may not actually need medication. You might have a mild form of depression where, you know, every now and then you just don't feel like getting out of bed or dealing with people, but it's not as strong as clinical depression. People might not even have recognized that you have this because you're still able to function, you're still able to work, so nobody really knows except for you. But even in that case, she says professional help would help you. You might not need medication, like I said, but even talking to a therapist may help you deal with it. If it's a chemical imbalance, there might be something that can be done, maybe even exercising more to get those endorphins going. But a therapist or a professional can help you figure that out, what you need to do. And if you know that it is not a mild form, and you know that you need professional help because it definitely has hindered your relationships, or it's hindered your ability to work, or it's hindered your ability to live a normal life, then you should definitely get professional help. And there are even free clinics and free methods of getting help if you don't have insurance. But everybody should have insurance right now through Obamacare. I mentioned that my pastor even talked about living with depression in one of his sermons. Actually, it was two. It was a two-part sermon. And, yeah, he definitely encouraged you to get the help that you need. Some people need therapy, ongoing therapy. So do not shy away from it. If you are dating someone who has an illness, who has revealed to you that they are depressed sometimes or that they have an illness, it is important to know if they're taking their medication. And like my friend did, you can stipulate that you are willing to stay with them, but only if they continue to be well. They must take their meds. Some people start taking their meds. I'm sure you've seen different shows and movies where when it begins, everything is fine. They're taking their medication, and then at one point they stop. So I think you might want to have a three strikes policy. You don't need to tell them that it's going to be three strikes, but you've told them, you should have told them that if they're taking their medication and everything is kosher, then great. Once they stop, and you can tell that they've stopped because something usually indicates that they have stopped and you can clearly see that they are not continuing on their meds, then I would leave. If they come back saying, I'm sorry, I'm now, you know, taking it, I'm fine, I'm not going to do that again, you can continue with them. But if it happens again, I would cut it off. And really, I wouldn't go back. the second time. But some people feel like they'll deserve another chance, and I have no problem with that. But after 3 times of them starting and stopping, starting and stopping, starting and stopping, they're probably not going to do right by their meds. They're probably going to continue in this cycle. And in that case, I would not recommend that you continue. If it's going to be this ongoing cycle that you are going to have to deal with, then I think that it's too much. They should want to get better. Now, the article also talks about timing. When do you tell? It says not on the first date. If you're dealing with depression, this is not something that you have to reveal immediately. And I definitely don't think that you should reveal it on the first or second or even third date. The first couple of dates should just be small talk. You're just, you know, seeing how things flow, if you're attracted to the person, if there's any chemistry. I don't think you should go very deep on the first couple of dates, just small talk, seeing if we even like each other. But you do need to tell them once you are getting to exclusivity, or definitely if you're at the engagement part. If you're at engagement, they need to know these very serious issues. Now, you know, there's a lot of different issues. There's a lot of different serious issues that don't have anything to do with illness. I know someone that has a great deal of debt, school, student loan debt, like $100,000. And one of the things that she's worried about is if someone is going to want to marry her once they find out she has such a large amount to pay back. And she's worried about this right now during dating. And I'm like, you know, nobody needs to know how much your debt is while you're dating, okay? This is not something that you should be worried about. This is something personal. All these issues are very personal to you, and the only person that needs to know is the person who loves you and thinks that they want to spend the rest of their life with you. It's not like children. If you have kids, you need to tell the person pretty early on, because you can't really date someone when you have children and they not know it. You need to know if they like kids. You need to know if they're okay with dating someone with kids. A mental illness, depression, and those type of things that are hidden, in my opinion, they don't need to come out until the two of you have decided you like each other and you are in this for the long haul. Then they would need to know these very personal things about you. But otherwise, you know when the time is right. The article says that it may be hard to decide when to tell them. There's no right or wrong answer. I know some people who are even married and keep things pretty private. I mean, the person knows that they have it, but they don't really let them in their lives about it. I know that there's one lady whose husband keeps his illness private from her. She knows that he has it because he did tell her, but he doesn't really tell her when he's going to the doctor. He doesn't want her to come with him. He doesn't want her to know much about his medication. He keeps it kind of hidden. He has to give himself injections, and he does that where she doesn't see it. So I know that she has wanted to be a little bit more involved, but she also wants to respect his privacy and the fact that he wants space. He's dealing with this on his own, and he is not the type of man who wants to talk about it or to share it. And that's okay. People are allowed to have their own life and keep things private as long as it is not affecting you. Let them have their privacy. But it is important to let partners or potential partners know how they can help you. For instance, if he did want her to help him, if he wanted her to give him the medication, then he could tell her that, and she would probably be perfectly willing to inject him with the medication. So if you do want your partner to help you, or if you're on the other side and they want you to help them, then be willing to help them. And in the article it said, for example, if you exercise regularly to help lift your mood, ask your partner to join you. If they support you in your endeavors, they could be a real keeper, she says. Tell them about your challenges and what you want them to do when you're going through them. Some people want you to do nothing. Some people may want you to be very involved. Like I said, go with them to the doctor and help them with their medication and all of that. But it just depends on the person. They should be able to tell you whether how involved they want you to be. But also, like I said, you if they need to be taking the medication, you should be able to tell by their behavior if they're taking the medication. You don't have to ask them all the time, did you take your medicine? Did you take your medication? Are you on your meds? You should be able to see clearly by their behavior and not hound them about it. The article also says to be patient. Sometimes when someone finds out that you're dealing with something, they go and they do all this research. They try to be very helpful and say, hey, did you read this article? Did you hear about this study? And if someone is trying to help you by offering you a lot of advice or asking a lot of questions, recognize that their intentions are good, even if they're not being that helpful. Understand that they're really... they love you, and they're just trying to be of help and of service, even though it may feel like they're hounding you or trying to get all up in your business. And if you're on the other end, don't hound them and don't try to offer advice when you really don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you can do a little research, but you don't even know if their particular version of the illness is what you have read about. So be mindful and be patient on both ends. And be patient as far as their struggles with the illness. If they're dealing with it, then that's great. That's all you need to see, that they are actually trying to work through this thing and that they are getting the help that they need. But be patient. It may not be perfect. And if you really care for them and you really want this relationship to work, then just be prayerful and be patient. The article also mentions for people with mental illnesses to date others with similar challenges, and it mentions a specific website, an online dating site for people who have mental illnesses. It's called NoLongerLonely.com, and it talks about the site. It can be a good place to go to meet people who understand your challenges because they have their own challenges. But it also says to consider mainstream dating sites as well, that just because you have an illness doesn't mean you can only be on a site like that. You can also still be on the mainstream sites and meet normal people, regular people, people who don't have challenges or don't know about challenges. Now, when I heard about the site NoLongerLonely.com, I did a little bit of research and I found out that the creator had his own illness. James Leftwich created No Longer Lonely because he was dealing with his own issue and he didn't find anything for people like him. You can Google him and the site to find out more, and there are also other sites. I found mentalhealthdating.com, disabilitydating.com, which is for people with intellectual impairments, mental illnesses, or various types of chronic diseases. And there was another one called datingdisabled.net. You can find a whole list of these kind of sites at agreaterdate.com. That has a list of different categories, and you just click on the different type of issue, and you find dating websites for that issue. And that includes everything from race, different race, religion, and it has mental illnesses listed as well. So the last thing that I will say about the article is that they said acceptance is key. One thing to remember about dating is that all people have some kind of baggage that they bring along for the ride. So don't be too hard on yourself. Most people have some type of issue, whether it's their weight, it's acne, it's something in their past. So recognize that everyone deserves love. And if the person and the relationship are right for you, depression isn't likely to be a deal breaker. No one is perfect, but the person that there is a perfect fit for you, so that person will be perfect for you. For a resource, check out Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That is good. It talks. It'll come up with an action plan to help you cope with your disease, or to help you cope with dating somebody who has the disease. And I hope this has been very helpful. Contact me at kikistrickland.com if you want more information or you want to talk with me about something that you're dealing with. And I'm out of time, so happy dating.
We hope you have enjoyed Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Join us next week, same time, same place. And please tell a friend. Visit www.kikistrickland.com for show topics and more information about the matchmaker and dating coach. God bless.